Hey there, this is Bill Schulteis. I'm the creator of the Coffee House Investor, and together we're helping each other build wealth, ignore Wall Street, and get on with our lives. For those of you who have followed me over the past 20 years, you know that I'm a big fan of using low-cost index funds, mutual funds that invest in all the companies that are out there, as a way to maximize our returns in the common stock portion of our portfolio. It allows us to get on with our lives and ignore Wall Street. But if you're like me and you're getting on with your life, you probably run into someone now and then and they are talking about their stock portfolios, and all they have in their stock portfolios are companies that have gone from 1 to 1,000. You look at what's going on with Tesla and Microsoft and Amazon and Google and Apple, and these are phenomenal companies doing great things, and the price of their stocks have gone from here to here. But in looking at how that stacks up to my portfolio, I think, you know, well, it's human nature to think, am I doing a good job with my portfolio? I want to share with you a study that I came across about 3 weeks ago that was really fascinating as it relates to these mega companies. The study was done by Dimensional Fund Advisors. Dimensional Fund Advisors looked at a very elite group of the 10 largest publicly traded companies by market capitalization, all the way back to 1927. And they found that the 5 years prior to a company joining that elite group of the 10 largest companies, the company's stock generated an annualized return of about 20%, which is pretty impressive. But the rest of the story is that they then looked at the stock performance of the company after they joined the top 10 largest companies. And the annualized return 5 years after that was about 0%, which is not that great. Now, it had nothing to do with the earnings of the underlying company. It had everything to do with the fact that investors bid up the price of these stocks so high that these companies just cannot continue its torrid growth beyond what investors have already bid the price of the stock up. So, for coffee house investors who are contemplating buying more of these individual companies in their portfolios, we just say, hey, proceed with caution. Look at the data. You might want to look at opportunities to invest in the next companies that are going to go from 1 to 1,000. And the only way you can make sure that you own next decade's companies that go from 1 to 1,000 is to own them all through a low-cost index fund. Hey, this is Bill Schulteis. I'll catch you next week. But before I do, I want to share with you that I'm really excited. My new book is going to be out in about 3 weeks. You can pre-order it on Amazon.com. You can go to my website where you can download one chapter for free, and you can share it with someone in your life who's wanting to ignore Wall Street and get on with their lives. Take a moment, like this video, subscribe to my YouTube channel. More information can be found at coffeehouseinvestor.com. I'll catch you next week.